Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out. They're the best of all the shows on WIP, Go Birds Podcast, High Hopes, occasionally WIP Daily on the YouTube feed, and of course the pregame show starting at 1 Sunday live on YouTube, 94WIP. Check it out there. All right, now that we've turned the corner here, we've gone from, you know, the beginning of the week where the matchup was set to the middle of the week where you started to feel the butterflies. Now it's Thursday. Now I record this on a Thursday morning, and you're starting to get, like, it's almost game mode here. With the Eagles and the Commanders, a championship game at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday at 3 o'clock. I cannot wait. All right, today I wanted to rank the 10 best players that will be on the field Sunday for the Eagles and the Commanders. I've done this last couple weeks on my newsletter, email newsletter, sign up. Joe Giglio Sports is the handle for it. I could send it to you if you send me a note. I'll give you the direct link to subscribe, totally free, email newsletter. I did the last couple weeks with the Eagles and Packers and Eagles and Rams, the 10 best players that will be on the field. And I switched up some of the rankings this week in terms of Eagles players because the more we watch, the more certain guys are not playing at the level I thought they were coming in, or maybe we expect them to, or they did during the season, and some guys are playing better. So I moved some of the Eagles around. And then, of course, trying to slot the Commanders in and how many Commanders make this list. A little spoiler, I have 4 Commanders among the top 10 players that will be on the field on Sunday, 6 Eagles. I think the breakdown went pretty similar the last 2 weeks. It shows the Eagles have the better roster. They have more good players. They should win the football game. We'll see if they do and if they perform at a high level. But you'll notice, and this was the same as last week. So in the first iteration of my list, wildcard weekend, I had neither quarterback Jordan Love nor Jalen Hurts on the list in terms of top 10 players in that particular game. And after the game, I think that played out. I didn't think either of those guys were among the top 10 players within that context of that game. Last week, I did have Matthew Stafford on that list. I did not have Jalen Hurts. This week, well, one of the quarterbacks is on, the other is not. Let's get this rolling here. Top 10 players that you'll see on the field Sunday for the Eagles and the Commanders. I'll count it down from 10 all the way to number 1. Number 10, and I can't believe he's still here because you know, when they signed him this past offseason, I thought, oh, great veteran presence, smart for the culture, smart for the new coaching staff. But I wasn't thinking huge things, but he's still playing really well. Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner's number 10. He's still a force in the middle. And you know, he's really now put together a career that's going to warrant significant Hall of Fame discussion when it's over. A star, clearly, for a great defense at Seattle. Back with Dan Quinn back in the day before Quinn went on to Atlanta to become a head coach and those Russell Wilson teams and the Legion of Boom. But Wagner was the guy in the middle. He's a great football player. He's a heady player. He's a smart player. Now, he has dealt with an ankle injury the last couple weeks. And the I thought the Lions, and that might just be Jahmyr Gibbs and that O-line, but they were able to run at will in this football game on Saturday, this past football game, the divisional round. Now, Wagner and the defense made their plays in terms of turnovers and big plays, splash plays on defense, but they really didn't get any stops. I mean, they could stop the Lions. But Wagner's still a great player. He's still a smart player. He's a tough player. He's been playing through an ankle injury. He'll play, and there will be three or four moments in this game where he'll meet Saquon head-on in the hole, and it's going to be, you know, awesome old-school football. Number 10 is Bobby Wagner. Number 9 is Jonathan Allen, their defensive tackle. So we haven't seen Allen yet this year. Jonathan Allen has been a tremendous football player, first-round pick, an Alabama kid, great player in the NFL. But this year, he had a pec injury early. All the reporting was Jonathan Allen's out for the season. I mean, that was the reporting on it. And then they activated his practice window right before the Eagles played the Commanders in late December. Now, he didn't make it back for that particular game. He made it back by the end of the year, though, and he played in these two playoff games, and I thought he was a monster, like old-school, like Jonathan Allen monster against Detroit. He really wrecked that game. He had a ton of pressures, and you kind of wonder with something like this, is he fresh? Is Jonathan Allen, who's a little bit older now in his career, is Jonathan Allen have fresh legs? Because he didn't play most of the season. I think that is a significant, you know, thing in this game on Sunday. Allen and Payne back together in the middle for Washington. It's the talent strength of their defense. You know, Luvu and Wagner are kind of the heartbeat in the middle with the linebackers. They have a really evolving secondary. Chin's a playmaker. Lattimore, the trade they made. I loved Sandstrell coming out of college out of Michigan. He made a huge play last week. Their corners, other than Lattimore and Sandstrell, you could kind of pick on that third one. But they have some good players across the defense. Their weakness is probably the edge. Farrell and Fowler did have 10.5 sacks, but they don't have anyone special out there. It's more up the middle and then on the outside. But Allen, you know, he's back now, and Cam Jurgens missed practice yesterday with a back injury. We know the Eagles' offensive line had some issues, including a Cam Jurgens whiff on the safety of this past Sunday. Watch out for that. Allen at number 9. Number 8, Zach Bond. What a player, a defensive player of the year finalist in the NFL, well-deserving. He has been one of the great free agent finds, especially considering an under-radar free agent find in Eagles history. I hope he stays. And he's going to play a huge role on Sunday because I believe the Commanders will do it even more than the Rams did, which is attack the loss of N'Kobe Dean. You know, the snow impacted things. Kyron Williams had only one catch for minus 1 yard. I thought he'd do more. I think that was part of footing snow, maybe a little ball security issue for Kyron Williams, not trusting him in those spots over the middle. But Williams did run well. And you think about the game on Saturday with the Commanders and Lions, they ran it well. They ran it through the Lions defense. They had effective runs with Brian Robinson and runs and catches to Austin Ekeler. I think there's going to be a lot of Ekeler out of the backfield, and it's going to be on Bond to try to help shut that down. Number 8 for me in this game is Zach Bond. Number 7, Jordan Mailata. Great player, becoming a leader as the years go on here in Philadelphia. He will be tasked at times with Dante Fowler, who, I don't think is anything special, but did have 10.5 sacks. He was kind of the cleanup guy when the edge and middle would create pressure, or the middle, I should say, would create pressure for Washington, whether it be Luvu off the linebacker spot or the defensive tackles. The cleanup guy would be Dante Fowler. I don't think he's going to wreck the game by himself, but he's a good enough player and a seasoned enough player that if pressure comes from the inside, you know, Mailata or Lane Johnson, we'll get to, has to really hold Dante Fowler. Otherwise, he'll get to Jalen Hurts. So I'm putting Mailata at 7 on my list. A steady, really tremendous performer, building block player for the Eagles for now and many years to come. Number 6 on my list, and I downgraded him from where we were earlier in the postseason. I have A.J. Brown at number 6. A.J. Brown has not looked right in the postseason so far. He is saying he's fine physically. So, you know, it's a chicken or the egg thing. Is it him? That's you know, a big part of the reason the passing game has gone down, because physically AJ's not where he needs to be. Or is the passing game just in such a funk right now for the Eagles that they can't even get A.J. Brown going? I mean, it's crazy to think that A.J. Brown has played 5 postseason games in an Eagles uniform, and he has 30 or less yards in 4 of those 5 games. The only representative game for A.J. Brown and the way he typically plays, which is like a Hall of Famer, the only representative game in his entire Eagles playoff career is that Super Bowl against the Chiefs 2 years ago. Can the Eagles get A.J. Brown going? I have him at number 6 on my list of top 10 players in this game on Sunday. Number 5, Terry McLaurin. He's playing at a higher level right now than any wide receiver on the field between these two teams. McLaurin has been dynamic this season. He has been dynamic in the postseason. If you tailed any of my postseason bets that I put in, the props for the postseason, some are dead already. Some have great value. I mean, I have a Saquon 21-1 Super Bowl MVP that has great value now, as the Eagles are 6-point favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes for anytime touchdown 10-1 in the Super Bowl, that is great value now if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. Also have a Terry McLaurin 18-1 3-plus touchdowns in the postseason. You know, away we go. I mean, he's now here. He's got a touchdown in each of the first 2 games. He's been a touchdown machine the entire season. And there's a real chance that that bet cashes. I mean, I hope it doesn't, because I want, you know, look, if I could have my bet hit, Terry McLaurin scores and the Eagles still win, I'll take that. You know, if it doesn't, it's okay. But the point was of the bet, he could play 3 games, you know, he could score 3 times in 2 games. I mean, that's how dynamic McLaurin has been. 4 for 87 last week. He has 15 targets in the postseason, 0 drops. So he was 4 for 87 with a touchdown last week. The week before against Tampa, he went 7 for 89 with a touchdown. I mean, they're going to target him a lot. 10 targets again in the Bucs game. And then last week against the Lions, Terry McLaurin had 6 targets. So we're talking about 16 targets over 2 games. And that's where they're going to try to generate offense a lot of times in their pass game. We'll see McLaurin, hopefully, against a healthy Quinyon Mitchell, and some against Slay. He's number 5 on my list. Number 4, Lane Johnson. Not his best game last week. That false start on the tush push was not pretty. And I thought Verse really gave him a battle. I mean, that was a battle. But I expect Lane to be more of a dominant player this week the way he typically is. He's number 4 for me, best players in the field this weekend. Number 3 is Jalen Carter. I keep inching him up because he keeps answering the bell. Jalen Carter right now is as good of a defensive player that's left in the postseason. I would say Chris Jones in Kansas City, Trent McDuffie in Kansas City. You could put Zach Bond on that list, Matt Milano. I mean, you could pick out some of the great defensive players. Allen, who we just talked about here for the Washington Commanders. But Jalen Carter may, in 2 weeks, have the claim of the best defensive player in the postseason. He has made game-changing, game-wrecking plays. This week, he's going to get a backup at right guard for the Washington Commanders. It's a matchup he has to not just win, he has to dominate. For the Eagles to win this football game, Jalen Carter needs to wreck the game. He needs to wreck the game on not just a play or two here or there, but all the plays. And the way he's playing right now, I wouldn't bet against him. That's how great he has been. This rise from where he was as a rookie to where he is now, it's the perfect marriage of defensive coordinator, scheme, maturity, veterans around him pushing him, and a kid that just decided to put the work in. I mean, Jalen Carter last year, and it's not only him, it's happened to a lot of rookies, but Jalen Carter last year, I would say after Thanksgiving, fell off a cliff. And it's why he didn't win Defensive Rookie of the Year. It's why it was stolen from him late in the season by Will Anderson, because he didn't sustain his level of play. This year, on an enormous number of snaps, a huge jump from last year, he has played at an amazing level. He is the 3rd best player to see on the field on Sunday. Number 2, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from the Washington Commanders. I don't think it's hyperbole to say he's that good right now. I don't think it's crazy to say he's playing at a higher level than almost anyone in the NFL right now. That's how good Jaden Daniels has been. Now, I understand, and we all understand, consistency is the name of the game at quarterback. You don't become all-time by having a good stretch of games. That doesn't work like that. You need to have years and years, and he will have that chance to do it. We'll see. Help and performance and all that will dictate what Jaden Daniels is remembered as and what we talk about him as year to year. But right now, today, the kid is on a different level than most other players on the field. His combination of poise, athleticism, smarts, and incredible accuracy with passes all over the field is rare. He reminds me of Lamar Jackson as an athlete, Lamar Jackson as a runner early in his career, but with the pocket presence and passing ability of more like a Mahomes. I mean, like it's almost a cross between those two guys, and then a stoic attitude that, you know, you could pick out some quarterbacks, I don't know, Flacco, Eli Manning, Jalen Hurts, guys that have no pulse.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He has that too. I mean, he's got every single element of this thing checked. Now, will he last physically? We'll see. He's a little spindly, but boy, he's good. And he's a killer out there. We've seen so many times this year where he has the ball late in the game and he will rip your heart out. And on fourth downs, he's been a total difference maker with his legs. He is an X factor in this game. The Commanders, as we know, are going to go for a ton of fourth downs. If he executes them and they get first downs, they're going to stay on the field and it will change the game. If the Eagles could stop him the way they did in November, then they're going to win this football game and they're going to be in New Orleans. He is a problem. I'm not sure how Vic Fangio stops him, but this is one of the biggest challenges Vic has had in a long, long time as a defensive coordinator. And number one, the best player on the field on Sunday will be Saquon Barkley. Barkley is having a season for the ages. What an incredible signing by Howie Roseman. What a player. You watch him now and you say, man, it was really the Giants' fault. He's already not in all-time category because that's how good of a player he is. His ability to break explosive runs, even against heavy boxes, is nuts. I mean, it's nuts. Like, teams are selling out to stop him and it doesn't matter. And then when he gets going, that run he had on Sunday where he's hitting his helmet, it was one of the coolest moments in the history of Lincoln Financial Field, one of the coolest playoff moments in Eagles history. He is a special football player. He seems like a special person. It's a great signing by the Eagles. And, you know, he's two games away from changing the entire conversation about how we talk about football. Can a running back carry you to a championship? Can that still happen in the modern NFL? I mean, he's carried him this far, and he's been their best player this year so far. But can a defensive running game, and almost solely that, win you a championship? Well, Barkley's got him this far. He's going to try to do it again. The Commanders do not have a great run defense by any stretch of the imagination. Barkley is going to try to will this Philadelphia Eagles offense to enough points to raise a George Halas trophy. He's a guy that plays like a winner, is a winner, and he's been unfortunately losing his entire career. I'd love to be able to see him raise that George Halas and celebrate and have emotion on Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field. So my 10 best players in this game: Bobby Wagner, number 10, Jonathan Allen, number 9, Zach Bond, number 8, Jordan Mailata, 7, at 6, A.J. Brown, at 5, Terry McLaurin, at 4, Lane Johnson, at 3, Jalen Carter. At 2, Jaden Daniels. At number 1, Saquon Barkley. Have yourself a great day. Thanks for listening to WIP Daily.